Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time now to go into the arts and entertainment field. We welcome on board Michaela Tucker. Michaela is a writer and performer of A Doll's Life. Michaela, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show. Hi, Michaela. Michaela, are you there?
How's it? Yes, I am.
Hi, Michaela. Welcome to the Afternoon Overdrive, and thanks so much for joining us on today's show. Michaela, okay, writer-performer of A Doll's Life. You're about to, well, as everyone is saying, you're going to take to a Johannesburg stage very soon with A Doll's Life, Confessions of a Quarter-Life Crisis. I love that definition, but we'll get more deeper into that. Okay, Michaela, let's start with what inspired you to write this play?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on Chai FM.
Pleasure.
I'm really happy to be here. What inspired me to write this show, I suppose, is just my overall want and need to do a one-woman show as an actress and theatre maker. And the best and most relevant thing that I could do is to write a show about myself. And so, having only been on this earth for 25 years, it felt
okay, at least you're honest. You tell us how long you've been here.
A play about my quarter life crisis.
Okay.
Which exactly is what A Doll's Life is about. It's everything I've come to know and experience in my 25 years so far.
Okay, and I've been reading some background as to how you went about it. So, what took you some time to get to it? You kind of like. Shall we say delayed a bit before you got to, you know, got into the writing part of it? Well, what was delaying you there?
Yeah, I have been an actress for as long as I can remember. I'm a film, television and theatre actress.
Okay.
And I've always had a desire to create my own work. Knowing what to make your own work about or where to begin or how to start isn't something that they necessarily teach you at Wits University, where I studied my drama degree,
right,
or any institution that I've trained at. It's kind of something that you have to figure out yourself.
Sure.
Because otherwise everyone would be creating the same stuff.
Indeed.
So it took me quite a while to decide what I wanted to base this show on.
Mm-hmm.
And actually putting pedal to the metal takes a bit of ambition and grit and, you have to be quite, you have to put the pressure on yourself, especially if you're creating it for yourself, by yourself.
Sure.
So it took some time for me to really put my grind on. But once I got going, I couldn't stop. And it's continuously evolving and growing into the show that it is now. I did procrastinate the show for quite some time. But once I found my true core and center theme, it allowed for everything to really fall into place.
Michaela, I'm very interested in what you mentioned earlier on. You say you've been in this industry for a while. So where were you acting? What plays were you in before? And what did you mention adverts? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah. So I started working at the age of 9. I was a YoTV presenter on SABC 1
okay.
for 7 years.
All right.
I subsequently went and did a degree in drama at Wits. And while I was doing my drama degree, I worked in film and television. I'm on a soapie, which is on SABC 1. That's constantly flighting. It's called Makoti. I've also done a few Netflix series. I've done some film. I've done some theatre work as well. So this is my first one-woman show. It's the first show that I've created, but it's not my first professional
okay.
work at all.
We're going to elaborate on that a little further, Michaela. What we're going to do now, we're just going to break for a short commercial break. When we come back, let's delve into, well, let's go a bit deeper into your preparation and writings for the show. Michaela, once again, thank you for joining us on today's Afternoon Overdrive. Michaela Tucker, writer and performer of A Doll's Life. We'll be back after this.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, time check. It's just about going 15:43 by my clock. If you've just joined us, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining us on the line, we welcome Michaela Tucker. Michaela's a writer and performer of A Doll's Life. Michaela has finally decided to go solo. Michaela, once again, thanks for joining us on today's show. So, okay, let's go into the nitty-gritty of the preparation. So, how did you go about writing it and then bringing it all together?
So I started writing the show almost as episodes. I'd write down different stories or moments from my life that had relevance to the theme or plot of what I wanted to tell. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it, episodically, not really necessarily knowing how it was going to intertwine into each other. Mm-hmm. But then once I had, I'd say, about 4 or 5 different episodes, the theme started becoming quite apparent in each of them, and my overall through line actually came together quite easily. I then just continued on with the narrative, adding more stories from my past, weaving into the present day, which is where the show kind of takes place. And the show is only an hour, so it was a relatively quick write. Mm-hmm. I think I finished the show in about 3 months.
Okay.
But I mean, obviously I was contemplating and procrastinating and deciding and mind mapping for about a year.
Okay. So you did also have a director on board. Is your director a close friend? Have you worked on anything before?
So my director, Lara, I'd say is about a 10-year-older version of me.
So you're really
lives.
Giving things away. Yeah? You really are an honest guest.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. You'll find that apparent in the show as well.
Okay.
So that kind of goes hand in hand with A Doll's Life.
Right.
I practice what I preach. Lara and I met quite serendipitously. She came to one of the Pilates studios that I work at.
Okay.
And I had known her for a couple of years because she had been someone that I looked up to in the industry, having been a couple years older than me. She also was a YoTV presenter. She also studied at WITS. She was also a Joburg girl, now based in Cape Town, Jewish. We had very similar life stories. It was almost as if they were like, okay, cool, let's find the younger version for the next couple of years while Lara goes into different kinds of roles. And so when I was finding and rather looking for someone to mentor me in my creative journey with A Doll's Life, Lara came in at a really perfect time, because it was in that moment where I was kind of figuring out what the themes were going to be, but couldn't quite put my finger on where the story was going to go or how I was going to bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And Lara's created a lot of her own work as well. So I knew that someone that I wanted to bring on board with me should be someone who has done this herself, mm-hmm. who knows what it's like to hustle.
Right.
Who knows what it's like to put on their own work that speaks about their personal life,
sure.
How to market it, how to bring like private stories into the public arena.
Okay.
So she really held my hand through it and became not only a mentor, but also a friend and the director of my show. And she's actually been nominated for Best New Director.
Wow.
For the show.
Okay.
In the Flutter Cup Awards, which are happening in Cape Town this month.
Well, Michaela, let's hope that you're also treading along the awards path. But now, something you just also raised about the content of your show, the nature of your show, it brings me to my next question. You know, people write autobiographies and along those lines. So are we looking at an autobiographical approach? Forgive me if I'm getting my tongue twisted there. And at the same time, you obviously, well, this contains snippets of your personal life. So how does it feel to approach a play such of this nature, to expose yourself, so to speak, in a matter of speaking?
Yeah. I mean, it is a loaded question. I mean,
to put you on the spot.
No, I love it. It's exactly where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the show is about 90% autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens in the show is based on real events. They may not necessarily have happened directly to me, but it's happened in my inner circle and to those around me. And so they are factual, but they're not necessarily from personal experience.
Okay.
That being said, all of the themes and topics that are discussed in the show are incredibly universal and relatable. You don't have to be Jewish to understand it. You don't have to be a woman to understand it. You don't have to be 25 to understand it.
Right.
It speaks to all demographics and all walks of life. And so with that all being said, and with it having been 90% true of my own personal life, yeah, a fair amount of confidence, I'd say, but also just it's still a bit of a challenge mm-hmm. to have to put on such a private show in a personal space.
I mean, in a
public space.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming now to Joburg, I'm originally from Joburg, so a lot of my old contemporaries, my family friends, my granny's friends, people who have been at Shabbos's with me.
Mm-hmm.
are going to hear quite
revealing
private stuff about
okay.
me.
Right, okay.
But like I said, these topics are universal.
Okay.
And if I need to be the spokesperson for these themes, then I wouldn't have it any other way. There's also nothing else I'd rather talk about in a show that's about me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be true and speak my truth. So yeah, it's okay. been rewarding as well as challenging.
Michaela, we're going to have to go to another commercial break. When we come back, okay, we will begin to wrap up today's conversation, but still a number of things I'd like to run by you regarding your first solo attempt on theatre. Michaela, once again, thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. Michaela Tucker, writer and performer of A Doll's Life. We'll be back.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, time check is just about going 9 minutes to four. At the top of the hour, I will bring you a detailed news update. Until then, on the line, we have Michaela Tucker, writer and performer of A Doll's Life. This is her first solo attempt in the world of advertising. Michaela, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Michaela, up until now, we've established now that A Doll's Life pinpoints specific moments of your, how did you put it, quarterly existence on this planet, mm-hmm. if I can put it that way. Now, when you convey this on stage, look, one's personal story is one's personal story. Is there a specific tempo which you adapt in the play to which specifically captivates one's attention? I mean, for example, are you bringing in a humorous angle into yes. situations? I'm just putting it yes. out there as something generic that'll carry through, which will at least, you know, like hold your audience's attention. What is that particular mechanism you are using in your play?
So the style of the show is dark comedy. We deal with okay. Intense themes in a very lighthearted and quite humorous way.
Mm-hmm.
The show is hysterical, if I say so myself. I mean, it lends to quite a stand-up comedy type of style. It deals with stereotypes. It's mm-hmm. got mimicry. We use satire as a way to also develop themes. The show also just is gone within an hour. It's very quick. It's very witty.
Just like we are talking now. It goes very quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, yeah, people are going to laugh. People are going to cry. And I make use of physical theater to portray different characters in the show because it is just myself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I play a number of different characters, including my ex-boyfriends, including my mother, including some okay. other characters that I'll leave to the imagination until you see the show.
Okay.
And so along with the comedy and through the use of satire, we develop these characters and you are taken on a journey through what I've experienced.
Indeed. Now, speaking of what you have experienced as a 25-year-old, what is so prominent about a 25-year-old woman, which you want to convey there in your acting?
Well, as far as I'm concerned and what has come to be my reality, at 25, you just about reach the age where you have to take responsibility for the stuff that's going on in your life. You're not quite yet a fully developed woman necessarily, but you're pretty much there. And so all the things that maybe your parents have taken on for you, you can't really allow them to anymore. It kind of has to be your race to run.
Right.
And it's also a time where I suppose in societal expectations of you to rise to a certain amount of occasions, whether that means getting married, whether that means having,
right,
you know, some kind of financial stability, in partnerships, in living situations, you kind of need to come to the party at 25. And so
sure,
that's where the tackles and challenges happen for me, as it does for many 25-year-olds. At 25, my mother was engaged. So that comes with its own layers of complexities and what, you know, the family around me have expectations around. And so that's the lens, I'd say, that the show's coming from.
Something I forgot to ask you, Michaela. What drew you to acting?
Oh, I was performing out of the womb. Being the center of attention is my love language.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Each
to their own.
No, I just think storytelling is just such a fantastic means of communicating and carrying themes and topics across, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be than on a stage. So this show was actually my 25th gift to myself.
Okay.
I performed over my birthday, and there was no greater celebration than being able to do my own work on the stage.
Okay. Michaela, just in wrapping up, okay, so you've gone solo now with this production, and you've outlined your play from a woman's perspective. Is there any particular message you'd like to give to everyone out there regarding, you know, women wanting to get into this line of entertainment, into the acting field? What is it that they should look at? What should they strive for? I always ask my guests to put it out there. What is it you'd like to put out there regarding the industry, and from what your experiences, what would you like everybody, you know, to take heed of? Over to you.
I think we've spoken quite a bit about how I deal with quite private aspects in this show.
Sure.
But like I said, it's my truth. And so I invite and encourage people to speak their truth. Because if it's what you know and it's what you can confirm, because it is your reality,
right,
it shouldn't be something you should be ashamed or have to hide or feel shame about. I think that if you speak to what you know, it will read.
Sure.
That's what I've gone with in creating the show, despite the challenges that might come with being so open and honest. It's my reality. It's my truth. And so I ride the wave with that. And I think it's also, you know, while acting may be a segment of reality or a fictionalized version of reality, it stems on truth, and and that's at the heart of it.
Indeed.
So I encourage people to speak their truth, because it's the thing that separates us all from each other.
Well, exactly on what Michaela's just reflected, A Doll's Life, Confessions of a Quarter-Life Crisis. That's happening from the 19th to the 25th of March at the Theatre on the Square, Nelson Mandela Square, Sandton. Tickets are now available at Quicket, and I certainly would love to come and watch your show, Michaela. And thank you so much.
Oh, I'd love to have you.
Great. Yeah, what you will portray on stage. Wow. And what you've just outlined, I'd very much like to see you perform that on stage. But anyway, Michaela, I hope to see you on stage next week. Michaela
Thank
Tucker,
you so much.
Writer
well, you
and performer.
Are definitely invited. We'll leave tickets for you at the door.
Thank you so much, Michaela. I really look forward to that. Michaela Tucker, writer and performer of A Doll's Life. See her performances at the Theatre on a Square next week at the Nelson Mandela Square. Wow.